You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy special Saturday broadcast of Psychic View. I'm going to go right to the callers because I have a whole bunch of you lined up. So I'm going to go right to 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. Thank you for taking my call.
And what's your first name?
My first name is Brian.
Oh, hi, Brian. What's your question for me today?
Hi, yes. I had an interview with a lady in Chicago this past Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to know, do you see me advancing towards the next level of the interview process?
Okay, so this says that your interview went particularly well. Did you do all the standard thank you follow-up by sending a handwritten thank you? You still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I asked the question, did you do all the standard follow-up by sending a handwritten thank you note?
Yes, I did. I did that this morning.
Okay, perfect. Because what it's saying here is that this is saying that right now you're the top candidate for the job. So what's important for you is to just relax into the idea that the universe is trying to bless you with this new opportunity. So basically let that happen. This is even more powerful if you're a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces. When's your birthday?
January.
Okay, so are you at the beginning of January or end of January?
Beginning.
Okay, so here's the thing. Security and foundation is super important to you. What it's saying here is that this says you're one of the top candidates. There's you and three other people that are in line for this. But right now this says that you're the top candidate. So please keep me updated on what happens. Okay, Brian?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this? Hello, 917.
Hi. Thank you. Hey, how are you?
Sure. What's your first name?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question for me today?
Hey, quick question. Do you see me doing, in the future, not anytime soon, do you see me doing a move to California, or do you see me just staying in New Jersey?
You have some amazing cards here, Lisa. You have the best card that anyone can get in any tarot deck. In traditional tarot, it's called the World. What it says here is you just have to make a plan to move. Okay? It says that you want to move. It allows you to reinvent yourself. It gets you out of a situation that you don't want to be in anymore. So why would you not move sooner than later? This is saying that you may be able to move as quickly as October.
Nice.
So I want you to put in the back of your mind that October would be nice if I could be in California, because then you get to leave the weather that will be hitting New Jersey around November and not have to be a part of that, right? So it's saying that whatever opportunity that you need to pursue to move this forward, it's time to start pursuing that now. Here's the funny thing, is that there's really nothing holding you back from moving now except your own fear. But if you want to secure a job, if you want to transfer with your company, what it's saying here is why wouldn't they let you do that, right? So you provide a very specialized skill set, and when you start applying for opportunities, this is saying you're one of the people chosen. So I don't know why you're – okay, I want you to plan for sooner than later, not someday. You see what I mean? All right, gal pal.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thanks for the call.
See you
later.
Okay, you're the best.
Bye. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 610 area code. Hello, 610. Who's this?
Shayna.
Oh, hi, Shayna. What's your question?
I just applied to a school for a program, and I want to know, do you see me getting that?
So here's the thing. The environment right now couldn't be any better for people looking to reinvent themselves, and I believe that school programs are not excluded from the fact that our economy has gone through an incredible nosedive in the last few months. So this is saying keep trusting the process, because this says you get to follow your heart, because this schooling, this program that you're looking to go for, actually sets the tone for your life purpose. So it's really big stuff. What kind of school is it?
Nursing.
Oh, girlfriend, this says you got it. This says you got it.
Okay.
So, you know, it's funny because the cards that are coming up right now for the last couple of readings and then you just now, incredibly positive. So obviously the people that are calling in, you included, are ready for this new big step. According to this, not only do you get to follow your heart, but you do get accepted into the program. And I basically want you to count on it. So you've applied, you've done all the essential follow-up to it. This is saying that you get word really soon, and maybe even as quickly as the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, Shayna, you keep me updated, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. See you later. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. All right, let me see. I'm going to go to... area code 781. Hello, 781. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question for me today?
Seeing what the summer holds for me. Is that too broad?
Yeah, it's too broad. That's like a full session kind of question. Give me a specific question.
Career.
Okay. So it's saying that you're coming to a truth here where whatever you were doing moving forward before may be hitting a lot of roadblocks, okay? So it's saying that if a door's not flying wide open for you, stop beating your head against it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I keep getting here is that you're coming to the truth of wherever it is you wanted to go moving forward may not be the opening for you. Let me use an example. Okay, let's say you were an actress and you went to so many auditions, and not only did they not choose you, but they weren't giving you any positive feedback. It may be time to take a step back from that for now and go in a brand new direction. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because what it's saying is that Spirit is trying to provide you with an opportunity that's going to change things for you over the next 3 years. If you'll just accept what door is opening for you. Now, I'm not saying that the door opening, you need to stay at permanently. I'm saying that the door opening is going to lead you to something else that ends up being important for you career-wise. And then career leads to love. And then love leads to purpose for you. And when I say career leads to love, it's not just romantic love. It's also love of what you do. You see? It's big stuff you got here, girl.
Yeah.
Because you know something's not working.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Keep me updated, okay?
Yeah.
See ya.
Oh, yeah.
Bye. Okay. All right. I've got somebody here from the... I go to the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, this is Christina. How are you?
Hi, Christina. I'm doing good. What's your question for me today?
I wanted to know how many months do you see before my ex-husband loses his job because I survive on alimony and child support, and will I be okay? Will there be other money coming in so I won't have to move? I'm just terrified about, will I be okay? Will the financially, how long do I have?
Here's the interesting thing about your ex-husband. According to this, he has managed to be appropriately politically connected. This is not saying he's going to lose his job. So why do you think he's going to lose his job?
He's committed fraud, several counts.
So,
and it seemed like he was connected somehow because he should be in jail.
Yeah, well, according to this, though you know what you know is the truth, according to this, I'm not seeing him being let go anytime soon. The only month that looks like he might be let go would be October.
And
so,
if that if it happens, will I be okay? Do you see money coming in?
Well, see, here's the thing, is that I'm gonna be a bit blunt here. You can't sit still and do nothing and expect a money tree to grow in your living room.
Exactly.
Okay. So
I'm in school.
Okay, that's fine. But what it's saying is that there's an opportunity presented to you that you can earn enough to support yourself so you do not have to move. It says no later than August. So there's some shift that's happening with you right now that allows you to bloom into your potential. It's interesting here because it shows you as a woman basically just being you, and there's an opportunity presented. So this would be the time to call in your favors with any friends, and you could say, like, you might have a friend that works at a place that looks like it might be fun for you to work there too, and you call that friend and you say, hey, do you know if your company has any openings? So it's not by you applying like a lot of people where you see a job and you're one of, you know, 10,000 applicants. It's you asking a friend who already is working to see if they can help you get a job at the place they're working. And it's saying that there's somebody here that really supports and cares about you. And if you just tap into that energy, it says that you end up with a new opportunity. So for me, it's not you doing it the hard way. It's you literally doing it the easy way.
I was wanting to work through the computer, and while I'm in school, you know, because we set up a nonprofit,
sure,
helping people to evolve. Do you see? I wanted to try to start doing that right now so that by the time it happens, I'll be all right.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that there's a step that happens between that, according to what I'm seeing here. It doesn't say that you get to go right to a nonprofit where you raise money and be able to draw a salary from that. That it's not saying that that's how it happens. It says here that there's a baby step or a stepping stone that you actually go take a regular job in addition to going to school, but it's time to call in your favors. So when you're attending school, are you attending school online or are you actually going to the school?
I'm actually going to the school.
Okay, so this would be a time to rub elbows with the people around you and ask if they're working. And if they are working, ask where they're working and do they like it. Okay, here's the cool, the only good thing I can say about the whole COVID thing over the last few months is that companies are getting more comfortable with the idea of employees working remotely. So it could be that you do fundraising for another charitable organization, which you can do over the phone from your home and get commission for it, right?
So, yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. The benefit of that to you is that not only are you contacting fundraisers to sponsor events that are coming up for an organization that you like, Well, the nice thing about that is then you maintain that list for down the road yourself for people that contributed to that other charity. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I keep getting this baby step for you. So I want you to look up fundraiser in your city. So you look up fundraiser.
Okay.
That's all you look up. And then you get yourself hired remotely, working on the phone for a couple hours a day, either via salary or by commission. So if you get someone that's a platinum sponsorship for $100,000 and your commission on that might be 5%, which would be $5,000, which would take care of your minimum monthly expenses pretty easily.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
I woke up hearing I was going to make a lot of commission, but it was enormous commissions, and I thought, doing what? But I know that I set up for nonprofit, and I really wanted to start getting involved in that. And I was in
okay.
a work-study program through the college.
Right, sweetheart. I can't spend more time with you because this is a very quick call-in psychic program, and I've got a lot of calls waiting. But I think I've nudged you in the right direction. And if you want to book a full session with me, just reach out to me after the program. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate your
Take
help.
Care. All right. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
All
right. I've got somebody here from the 607 area code. Hello, 607. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's your question?
I was wondering if I should do another session with my psychic development teacher. Channeling teacher.
Okay, so you're bringing up something that is incredibly important to me, okay? So I'm going to explain something to you, and this is my opinion, all right? If you're feeling doubtful about working with anyone, in my opinion, you should not work with them, okay? Instead, And by the way, I'm self-taught. Everything I do, self-taught. I did not go to a school. I didn't work under anybody else. I basically decided I was going to do what I do the way I do it, and the people that were meant to find me will find me. That's how I decided to do my business, all right? What it's saying here is that you already have the tools to be a success at what you're doing, and that anybody else that tells you that you're limited or still need something else might actually be just trying to get more money out of you. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is it's time for you to sit in your own unique identity, your own unique authenticity, and start trusting yourself. And I know that that is not mainstream thinking because, you know, I see all these people out there that form these groups, and suddenly you get into groupthink about how you present yourself, when in fact your whole goal is to be more you, Nicole. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you can do, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, right? You can say, you know, I'm going to put that on the back burner for now and concentrate on some other modalities. Right? There you're using the pop culture language that goes along with people that are in groupthink about this art, all right? So what you do is you say to them, you know, I'm working on some other modalities. I'm really concentrating on bringing out my authentic form, my authentic voice, and I appreciate your help up to now, but I need to put that on the back burner. So it's a very politically nice way of saying no. Without actually using no. You see?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think you're freaking awesome. All right, my friend. Going to let you go. But I think you got it.
Bye.
All right, gal pal. Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the... Hold on, I got a lot of, you know, maybe I should move my program to Saturday because of all the calls that I have. I'm going to go to area code 770. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Maddie.
Maddie.
Hi.
What's your question for me today?
I don't have a specific question, just a general.
Well, yeah, that's why people book a session with me for the whole big general thing, because it's so open-ended, because I start going into all these tangents. So you'll need to pick a specific subject, and I'd be delighted to answer that question.
Okay, then I'm having, I don't know if it's nerve pain in my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And do you, can you
pull is it shooting down? Is it shooting down your left leg or your right leg?
Both.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is that it's saying that you need to consult someone. And by the way, nothing I say takes the place of a physician or professional medical practitioner. But what it's saying is, it says that you need to go to somebody that specializes in vibrancy. And it's funny because I'm not getting an actual medical physician, you know, the actual doctor physician. I'm getting chiropractor.
Yes.
Okay. So are you already working with a chiropractor?
I am working with a chiropractor, but since the, you know, the pandemic.
The COVID thing, yeah.
I haven't been there in 3 weeks. I've been there once since all of this shut down. But
okay.
Go ahead.
What it's saying is that there's relief from this pain in July. So it could be that you reach out to your chiropractor and say, I'm in kind of a crisis right now financially. I'm having shooting pain down my legs, and I'm wondering if you can help me until I can pay you.
Oh, no, that's not the issue. The issue is not the pay. It's just that I've just been kind of laying low, you know, staying in.
Okay.
But,
I don't see any other issues here going on with you. I do see a big breakthrough month for you in July, though. So there's something about you addressing the pain now that opens a door for you in July that has nothing to do with the pain.
Oh.
So, in other words, if I were doing a full reading with you, I would go take care of the pain first so that you can you are strong enough to step through the door that opens for you in July.
Oh, fantastic.
You see what I mean? So it's saying that you have to take care of yourself first, and as soon as you take care of yourself, then it's as though magically. And I don't use that word often. If you listen to any of my broadcasts on Blog Talk, I don't use that word very often. But it's saying take care of the pain first, and then a door magically opens for you that you've been waiting for in July. So I don't want you to hold back on your life. You're not going to end up affected with anything by stepping forward.
Oh, no. I would definitely see him next week. I would call in. Have to take care, because I know I don't want, because I know I kind of feel like that is I'm on everything is it's kind of feel like that I'm getting rid of the old and getting rid of
oh yeah
the
totally
old and
that's totally true
new.
And the funny thing is the reason I asked where the pain was, if it was on your right side or your left side, is that you got both things going here. So the left side of your body is your receptive side. The right side of your body is your dynamic side. The thing is the reason why I think the pain is going on is that you're vacillating. You're spinning in place. You have all this energy that's pent up. It has no place to go, which is why I think you're being caused pain. So I think that's why I'm telling you take care of the pain first, and then the door opens for you. So you're absolutely correct when you say you get to burn away the bull crap and step forward into what you really want moving forward. And I'm excited to tell you that, but it says you've got to be disciplined enough to take care of the pain first. And then when the door opens, you have the energy to move forward. You see?
Fantastic.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.